to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. The website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Today is Monday, January 22nd, 2018. And we are back to our study in the book of Genesis. And we're ready for chapters 46 and 47 this morning. Now, last week, we read 44 and 45, I believe, dealing with Joseph interacting with his brothers. They don't know that it's him who's the leader of all of Egypt. But then we ended it yesterday or last week with chapter 45. Joseph reveals to his brothers that it's him. Tells them not to worry, that this was God's plan all along so that he could save all of the people. And then he tells them to go back, and he gets permission from the Pharaoh, and they send wagons and goods and all this stuff to go and pick up his father Israel, which is Jacob. And Jacob hears this story about his son, and then ends chapter 45 by saying, you know, it's enough, Joseph, my son, he is yet alive, and I will go and see him before I die. And so what we're dealing with in 46 and 47 is all of Jacob's descendants, all of Israel, moving to the land of Goshen in Egypt. And then, of course, the famine has continued to get even more and more severe, to the point where the Egyptians are now selling their land and everything they have to Pharaoh through Joseph in order to be able to eat. And that's the reality of what a famine looks like and what a few years of famine can do to a nation. One that we should be thinking about in our own minds as we move into some of the times that we're moving into in this generation. All right, without further delay, because I'm short on time this morning, let's get in and get and read chapters 46 and 47. Verse 1. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will make thee a great nation. And I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thy eyes. And Jacob rose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones, and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt. Jacob and all of his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of the Canaanitish woman. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Judah, Er, and Onan, Shelah, Phares, and Zarah. But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Ishkar, Tola, and Puvah, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jalil. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Pond Adoram, with his daughters Dinah. And all souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. The sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Haggai, Shuni, and Esbon, Eri, and Arodi, and Erli. And the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishua, and Isui, and Bera, and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Bera, Hebar, and Machiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, who Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of the Potipharah priest on Ar, bare unto him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela, and Becher, and Ashbal, and Gera, and Naaman, Ahai, and Rosh, Mupin, and Hupin, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jahaziel, and Guni, and Jazir, and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter. And she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt were came out of his lines, besides Jacob's sons' wives, and all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph, to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, and he went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck, and he wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren, unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh, and say unto him, My brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle. And they have brought their flocks, and their herds, and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, and shall say, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth, even unto now, both we and also our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. So we end 46, about to go into chapters 47, with Joseph telling his people, Hey, we're going to go up to Pharaoh, and when he asks what your trade is, make sure you tell him that your trade is about feeding cattle, is about raising cattle, because in the eyes of the Egyptians, it's an abomination to be like a shepherd over sheep. And so that's what he tells him to say, but they end up saying that they're a shepherd anyway. So here we go, chapter 47, verse 1. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and he presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, What is your occupation? And they said unto Pharaoh, Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, For to sojourn in the land we are come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee, and the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of my years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of years of the life of my fathers, and the days of their pilgrimage. So apparently, Jacob appeared awfully old to Pharaoh. So Pharaoh's question to Jacob is, how old are you? And Jacob says, you know, I'm 130 years, and I've had a pretty good life. There hasn't been too much evil in my life. And I still haven't even attained unto as many years as my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Verse 10. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and he went out before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren, and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in all the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. I find that very, very interesting. And it's something that's been on my mind a lot lately about our own country here in the United States. I'm thinking, you know, economically, historically, the day has to come when the money fails. And we know that, you know, in the very first few seals that are opened in the very end of the time, in the last days, what comes is war, which is then followed by famine and death and pestilence and all these things. And when I was reading this last night, preparing for the show, I was thinking about this. It's like the day is very likely to come. Sometime in the near future, anybody worth their salt in economics at all would tell you that they're surprised that the economy hasn't dumped already. I remember, you know, I started a podcast back in 2012 for the precious metals company known as Silvertown, and the focus was talking about the importance of buying and owning silver instead of cash, because at some point the cash is going to fail. And of course, I still believe that to this day, and every year that goes by that it doesn't is a complete and utter shock to me and God's great mercy. And I don't know if that's the exact situation happening here, or if the people just went broke, or if the money actually became worthless, because you have to think, in a famine, when bread is so scarce, no amount of money will equal the value of bread, you know, because food in a famine situation is, there's no value you can attach to it, because there's so little, it's the only way to sustain life, so your money is worthless, more or less. And we're seeing that in, I believe it's Venezuela, if I remember the country right, where the economic fallout has been going on for a couple of years now, and bread lines, and their money's completely worthless now. We saw this in Germany, when they had, this was right before the time of Hitler, they had a terrible economic collapse. People were burning money to stay warm, like they were taking wheelbarrows of cash to the grocery stores to try to buy bread. Folks, this wasn't that long ago, okay? I mean, we're talking less than 100 years ago. There could potentially be people alive today that might remember that. And burning cash and just, you know, cash blowing down the streets and people sweeping it, because it became worthless. It became good for nothing but for the fire. And it's hard to imagine a world like that. And I tremble at the thought of that happening in the United States of America, when people have had so much. We live in a country where our abundance is beyond anything that's ever been conceived in the history of the world. And I tremble at the idea when a culture that's so used to so much is suddenly, you know, plummeted into a situation where they have nothing and begging bread. I can't imagine. I tremble at that thought, but that's what, for whatever reason, that's what came to my mind last night as I was reading this verse about how they, it says, let me just read verse 15 again. And when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. Moving forward, verse 16. And Joseph said, Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle, if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for their flocks, and for the cattle and herds, and for the asses, and fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. And when that year ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, We will not hide it from my lord how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die in thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land not be desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. And the Egyptians sold every man's field, because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priests bought not he, for the priests had a portion assigned to them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands. So Pharaoh was providing for the priesthood, whatever that priesthood was. It's a pagan Egyptian priesthood, but Pharaoh was providing for them, so there was no need for them to sell their land for food. Verse 23. Then Joseph said unto his people, Behold, I have bought you this day, and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass, in the increase that you shall give, the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own, for the seed of the field, and for your food, for them of your household, for the food for your little ones. And they said, Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priest only, which became not Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. And they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph, and he said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in the burying place. And he said, And I would do as thou hast said. And he said, Swear unto me, and swear unto him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. And that is the end of chapter 47. So we have the great famine. It's really coming hard on the people to the point where they're selling everything they have, selling their land, selling themselves, subjecting themselves to high tax, and everything that they can to survive until this great famine is over. And then of course Israel and all he has moves into the land of Goshen, and they prosper there, and they increase there greatly. And now we're coming to the end of Jacob's life, and we'll read more about that next week when we end it all in the book of Genesis. I don't know if we end it all. We still have three chapters we have to cover. And right here, Israel's just asking Joseph to swear to him that, he's going to bury him in the proper burying place, not there in Egypt. And that is how we end this week's study in the book of Genesis. Well, I hope this is blessing you. And I say that, and I don't know why I say it, but I say it at the end of every broadcast. Of course you're being blessed. It's the Word of God. Anyone could read it, and you would hear it, and it would be a blessing to you. you know, that is the goal. And I've thought a lot about the podcast over the last few years and the direction of the podcast. And, you know, it seems that God has assigned people to all kinds of different tasks. You know, you've got some people who are covering news and that kind of stuff. And it seems like my job for the Lord, at least at this point, is to share His word, is to just read His word, commentate on it, do weekly Bible studies. I feel like that's, you know, I've tried to move in different directions all the time, and I always end up back doing this. This seems to be where God has me right now in all of this, and it's my pleasure, and it's, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to do this, to be able to, you know, I'm so blessed to have such great access to God's word. And that's something that I think about all the time, how blessed we are and how fortunate we are to just have such great access to the Word of God. And it's just an absolute privilege to be able to read it, record it, upload it, and then it goes out to thousands of people who are blessed, who don't have the time or whatever to sit down and read it every morning so you can listen to this in your commute to work. Or, you know, I've gotten emails from people who can't see, and so hearing the word is extraordinarily valuable and important to them. And here in Bible studies several times a week, and you know, it's an absolute privilege on my part. So thank you for allowing me to do it. Thank you also for those of you who support this. You know, we don't have the kind of support and the kind of huge audience that a lot of these other, you know, entities have. But we have a really small, tight-knit community. And, you know, there's a small percentage of you who every single month are blessing me more than I deserve. And I just want to say thank you for that. I appreciate you very, very much. And if you're someone who wants to be part of that, you can go to patreon.com/truthfed, and you can subscribe at any dollar amount at patreon.com, or you can just go to the website, scriptureandprophecy.com, which, by the way, is also where the archives are. And every once in a while, I write a devotional and stuff and post it on the website for you guys. I wrote a short devotional over the weekend. So if you're into devotionals and things like that, feel free to go check that out at scriptureandprophecy.com. Well, that's the broadcast for this morning. Lord willing, I'll be back with you again probably on Wednesday with our study in the book of Matthew. Peace and grace be with all of you, and until next time, God bless.